And the final testimony I can tell you, and it means a lot to me, is my testimony. God changed my life. He changed my life. He changed my marriage. Changed my parenting. He gave me peace. He forgave my sin. And there's hundreds in this room, He changed their life. And there's thousands in this church, He changed their life. And there's millions of people all over the world, 2,000 years, loving, caring, imperfectly, yes. But He's changed their life. Turn to the back page and let's talk about what it means to you and to me. So what's it mean? The resurrection is a historical fact verifiable in the same manner and by the same means that we verify any other historical fact. There's as much substantiated evidence and history and confirmation that Jesus is all he said He was, did all He said He did, and rose from the dead as all the evidence that we believe that 20 presidents ago a certain man lived, of anything that you see in any history book in all of antiquity. The implications are three. One, it validates Jesus' claim. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. Second, it gives absolute hope for the future. I don't know about you, but the world's looking crazier and crazier and crazier. And here's what He promises to you, if you'll let Him. Because I live, you will live also. Jesus died, He rose again, He's at the right hand of the Father. He's prepared a place for every single person who would look at the evidence and by faith receive the gift of eternal life. And that's the third one. It offers spiritual life right now. Notice what the Apostle Paul says. He says, "Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel." That word just means the good news, the happy news that I've preached to you, which you received, on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved. What I'm about to tell you is what the early church, according to the life and ministry and teaching of Christ, believed was the key for finding forgiveness of sin, peace, and eternal life, and a relationship with God. He goes on to say, "By this gospel you were saved if you hold firmly to the word that I preached to you. Otherwise you believed in vain. For what I received and passed on," very technical term. He says it's not original. This scholars believe what he's just about to tell you is a first century hymn held by the early church that dates back as early as AD 37, 5 years after the death and the resurrection of Christ. And here's what the early church from 5 years after His death on has continued to preach, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That means that He died for you. He died for me. He died for you. He was the substitute and He's paid for your sin, and He is the only way to relationship with God the Father. And not only that, that He was buried and that He was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. It's proven. And that He appeared to Peter and to the 12, and after that He appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still alive. Translation, go check it out. Go search it out for yourself. Though some have fallen asleep, then He appeared to James and to the apostles.